Blog Talk Radio. Oh, yeah. How about them songs? They were great, huh? All right. Okay. No, I'm not sleeping, Jenna. I'm awake as awake can be. All right. Let's get into the message here for tonight. It's titled Restoration of Identity. See, the story of the prodigal son moved my heart to dwell into the depths of God's limitless grace. I find myself in every facet of Jesus' words, identified with both the son's rebellion and the power of the father's love. As children of God, we are in constant need of reminders about God's mercy toward us. When the world rejects us, God calls us in. When the world writes us off, God closes with righteousness and honor. So may this transformative story of the prodigal son guide you to a deeper and more intimate relationship with your loving Heavenly Father. The restoration and identity of the rebellious and wayward son in the story of the prodigal son is perhaps the greatest example of God's heart to restore you and me as it is children. In this story, the rebellious son returns to the father, hoping solely to be allowed to serve his father as one of his slaves. But as the son approaches his home, the father runs out to meet him and immediately brought restoration and identity as good as pleasing son in his eyes. And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come. Through faith in life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, we have been transformed from rebellious and sinful people into reflections of our Savior. God ran out to meet us at our point of greatest weakness and clothed us with a new nature that we might no longer sin against him, but live with him in glorious, powerful communion. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1 says, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. Our Father saved us from a life of wandering and searching for who we were, and has called us to his holy and redeemed children. Our name is no longer associated with a simple nature, but rather the bloodline of Christ Jesus. On no power of our own, we have been transformed, set free, redeemed, and made like our Heavenly Father in both our nature and our deeds. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into marvelous light. So we have an identity that reaches far beyond simply getting through this life happily and successfully. Our identity now is to proclaim the unimaginable excellencies of our Heavenly Father. We are called to declare to the world the incredible power of our God, that he will take our weak and helpless lives, give us new names, place his spirit within us, and ignite a passion so deep no circumstance could ever change it. This world is not your home. This nation in which you live is no longer your highest allegiance. You are the child of the Creator. You are the one true God, and has made you new, whole, and purposeful works of eternal significance. So allow your Father to declare to you your identity in Christ. Take time today to listen and receive a fresh revelation of who you are. Allow the Spirit to fill afresh and empower you to live a life worthy of one who has saved you. There is no greater joy than living considering the incredible gift of a restored identity we've been given by the grace of our Heavenly Father. So meditate on the restoration of the Son's identity and the story of the prodigal son. Allow Scripture to give you perspective on your own identity in Christ. In Luke chapter 15, verses 21 to 24, and the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servant, bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and he is now found. And they began to celebrate. So ask the Holy Spirit to fill you afresh today. Take time to rest in God's presence and allow him to reveal his love for you anew. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. So ask the Father to show you the good works he has set before you today. Ask him to lead you into a lifestyle proclaiming his excellencies. Ask him to empower you to live out your new identity in Christ. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1, but now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you, I have called you by name, you are mine. So, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God, and set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on this earth. For you have died, and your children is hidden with Christ in God, with Christ who is your appearance, then you will also appear with him in glory. I highly suggest you read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and it'll bring this devotional more into life. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior, you have a chance to do so tonight. All you have to do is simply say this simple prayer after me. Say, dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and there is nothing I can do to save myself. I confess my complete helplessness to forgive my own sin or to work my way to heaven. At this moment, I trust Christ alone as the one who bore my sins when he had died on the cross. I believe that he did whatever would be necessary for me to stand in your holy presence. So I thank you that Christ was raised from the dead. That's a guarantee of my own resurrection. As best as I can, I now transfer my trust unto him. I am grateful that he has promised to receive me despite my many sins and failures. So, Father, I take you at your word. I thank you that I can face death now that you are my Savior. Thank you for the blessed assurance that you will walk with me through the deepest valley. And thank you for hearing this prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we'd like to say amen. May the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly fulfilled. Amen. All righty. I guess he turned us up to his craziness again. Okay. And we're going to say, goodbye to church. Goodbye. Yes, that was first 15. And we don't have to print it. Okay, we know it was first 15. Okay? And there was no author listed on that particular, okay, message for tonight. Amen. Well, okay. Let's take some callers here. Wait a minute. If you said this prayer tonight, okay, we want you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, we want you to call in to area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. Okay, when you do so, you can tell us that you sent the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior tonight. Amen. Okay, let's take our 111 caller. Hello, 111, you're on here.
Kenny Baby, how you doing?
All right, how you doing?
You know who this is?
I think so.
There's a scandal in the chat room. You kicked somebody out of the chat. What happened?
Yeah, well, he was just posting stuff again and again. So we don't need to see that over and over.
Okay. It looked to me like what he was posting was the sermon so people could follow along. Is that a problem?
Well, you didn't have to post it twice.
Okay. Because I thought it was helpful because there, in your sermon there was a point about let me see, it says it's from Ephesians 5:18, it says, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. Does that mean that we should not drink wine?
No, it doesn't mean you shouldn't drink. It means you shouldn't get drunk.
Okay, is that specifically to wine? For example, could I have whiskey, vodka, gin, those sort of things?
Oh, you can have anything as long as you drink with in moderation and don't get drunk.
So being drunk is the sin?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, listen. Hey, I'm going to give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama because his kinfolk are listening. Okay, I'm going to give a shout-out to him. That way they can leave and know that Juan has been given a shout-out on the show tonight. Amen. God bless.
His kinfolk?
Yeah, he's got kinfolk listening to the show.
And you... And you had to squeeze in that that greeting right then and there?
Yeah, I sure did, because the kid was getting ready to leave.
Okay. Hey, I'm glad you're back on the air. I heard that you, first of all, I heard that you were dead, and that's obviously not true. Then I heard that you had been banned, like you weren't allowed to do shows anymore. And then Grover, I heard through Grover on Discord that... he called your house and you are not dead. So I was glad to hear that. But I wish that the black guy, the homeless black guy, didn't have to tell us that. I wish you'd let us know that you're alive more often, I guess.
Okay. Well, how do you think I go about that if I'm not online?
Well, if you're dead, it's all very confusing to me, but when you disappear offline, makes people think that you're dead.
I don't know why they would think I'm dead. They don't have to think the worst.
Well, but when you quit talking, I mean, when you quit going on Tit Score, makes people, and then you don't do shows. And to the best of my knowledge, I've heard from Grover that anybody who calls your home, Tony Furtado answers the phone, and he's very angry a lot. So. He hangs up on people. I've never called personally, but.
Well, he has been known to hang up on people. Yeah, he has been known to do that.
Okay. Well, Ken, do you have any other phone calls?
Well, I'm going to take another 111 caller here and see who we got. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, and good evening. This is Mike.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, good. First, I just want to give a quick shout-out to Juan from Alabama, if he's still listening. Big shout-out. And I wanted to call and just touch on a couple of topics here. First of all, the Cowboys kicker. How ungodly is that? He missed 4 field goals in a row. What do you think about that guy? Should they boot him and get a new kicker for next year?
Yeah, I think so. He missed more than 4. Okay, he missed more than 4.
And
oh
he was
God.
Missing extra points. Extra points are very short kicks. It's very strange.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
it's about
right.
23 yards.
Jeez, I mean, a high school kicker could have done that, you know. So, Hey, I also wanted to touch on, I know you and Tony Gaga have been going back and forth, and I'm not a drama person. I hate when the guys are fighting, and it just seems there's a lot of bad blood, and it seems to me like Tony Gaga might be jealous of you. I mean, not only do you have one significant other, you've got 2. I think he's jealous of you. He's very fat. He's going bald. I mean, I'm just trying to wrap my mind around, why is Tony Gaga so angry with you?
Tell you the truth, I really don't know. I think he's got issues, okay, with his own self, okay, that he sees himself as a failure. I guess I don't know.
Jeez. Okay. And I wanted to touch on another Blog Talk host. You know, Dr. Kent Hopper, he won't take calls, which makes his show horrible. It sucks and kind of pisses me off. And his show could be so much better if he would just take a few frickin' calls. I don't know. Maybe you could get through to him with that. But, you know, I've noticed that he goes on Twitter. He's supposed to be married and godly, okay, and we're, you know, he's supposed to be the voice of reason and a godly man, and he's flirting with women all over Twitter and saying nasty, nasty things. What do you think about that?
Are you sure these are not These are tweets before. Are you sure they're not tweets before he got married? Or are they recent tweets?
He's been married a lot of times, so I kind of lose track.
Yeah, and I'm not sure either, but I think some of those were while he was married. So, you know, for somebody that's supposed to be godly and holier than thou and all this kind of stuff, he's kind of a pervert. And then he goes on his show and acts like he's Mr. Godly and won't take any calls. And I tried to call in, and he hung up on me. And I was just frustrated with him. I think he needs to kind of get his head out of his ass and do a little bit of a, you know, if you're going to be a godly person, set the example and do a little bit better of a job. The other reason for my call, I want to apologize to Farrar. A while back, a couple of months ago, I had called him a name. I called him the queen of microwave food. And I just want to apologize. That was rude of me to say, and I apologize for that. However, I did read in another chat room, and I did not say this, but somebody else, one person called him Gay Boss Hog, and another person called him Bossy the Queen. So if some people want to put in the chat room what they think the best nickname is, Gay Boss Hog or Bossy the Queen or anything else, you know, put them in the chat room. But I want to apologize for what I said personally. And at any rate, those were the topics I wanted to cover. And thank you for your time, sir. And if you have any other callers, I would love to hear them. Thank you.
Yeah, me too. I would love to hear them if they call it. All the callers that are on the line. They just haven't pressed the one key as of yet. Okay?
Well,
Ken,
in the Blog Talk chat room, there's a guy named Pants Scheiter who says that Gay Boss Hog is the best name, and then there's a guy named Turd who says Bossy the Queen is the best. So it's, right now the vote is 1-1. We need some more people to vote.
Okay.
Yeah. Has Farrar cooked anything good lately? Anything good out of the kitchen or just microwave stuff mostly?
Well, tonight he made some goulash. Okay, it was pretty good.
Oh.
What is a goulash? What is that?
Oh, it's a mixture of different things. Like he put together meat, macaroni, vegetables, and mushrooms. Okay, it was tomato sauce. It was relatively good.
Is he from Hungary? Is he Hungarian?
No, he's not.
Okay, because I'm on the Google, and it says goulash is a Hungarian dish.
It was just a name for his type of cooking for tonight.
Yeah, it looks like a form of a chili in a way, because there's ground beef.
Yeah.
And then elbow macaroni, which in the United States there's some people who put that in their chili. I know probably down in Texas they don't.
Yeah, not in Texas. We don't put elbow macaroni or we don't put spaghetti with chili either.
Oh, God. And that's like Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Ohio.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that Farrar's cooking with a little bit more vegetables. I think that's great. Oh, wait a minute here. Wait a minute. I'm getting, oh, boy. I just got a message here. They're calling him Tony the Karen. So I don't approve of that, Tony the Karen. Oh, that's just rude.
I don't
rude.
Like that. No, no, no.
Yeah.
I don't like that at
that's
all.
That's rude. I don't like that. That's not nice. Farrar does a good job. He's cooking with veggies. Cut it out with the nicknames, you guys. I mean, knock it off, please. Tony the Karen. That one's rude. Yeah, I don't like that one. That's not cool, guys. All right, Kenny. Is Donnie Baby, is he around? Does anybody else press the one key?
No, nobody yet has pressed the one key. It's just been you guys, okay?
Well,
all right.
I've got a bunch of callers. I've got a couple 111s. I've got an area code 602, area code 720, area code 510. Okay,
don't read their numbers.
No, I'm not. I'm just reading the area code.
Let's try the 602.
They didn't press the monkey yet.
No, you can't bring on those people.
Oh, okay.
That's 602, that's in Arizona. That's some guy from Phoenix. He's probably some kind of a Mormon that drifted down from Utah. And 510 is Northern California. Let me see. Yeah, so I don't know. That's, well, not Northern California, just California in general. Oakland. That's somebody calling from Oakland. It's like an angry Oakland Raiders fan that's mad that the team moved to Las Vegas, probably.
Maybe it's Paul Pelosi there, Nancy Pelosi's husband that got the hammer.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he's calling.
I saw that video where he got bashed in the head. That was unfortunate. Even if he's a Democrat.
Sounds like that guy had anger issues like Tony Gaga.
Yeah, Tony
Gaga's got some problems, okay? I don't know, why he ain't doing shows? I don't know what's up with that.
That's a good question. I think, this is my theory, his power comes from withholding shows to people. And so when he gets mad, he withholds shows, and that way he can exact a little revenge over some of his angry fans who criticize him, I guess. So if he did shows all the time, then he loses all of his power. So.
Yeah, he does avoid his audience. I mean, he's got a big following, and he just doesn't want to do shows. It's ridiculous. And now he's going bald, and from what I heard, he's so bald on top, he's growing his hair out long on the sides, and then he combs it over. Now, what they call that is swooping. So he's swooping that hair over to cover up that bald spot. He's a swooper. And he's really self-conscious about that bald spot. Now he's fat and bald, and I think he's drinking again. He's got the anger issues. I don't know.
I heard he was sick. He went into the hospital or something. What happened? Do y'all know?
Well,
can't be anything serious or I'd remember. I've kind of forgotten. He's had a lot of phony medical scares. I don't know. I don't think this is a real one.
I thought he was dating a male nurse.
He said he almost died.
Hey, Kenny, you got any other callers on the line now? Anybody press the one key?
Yeah, I got one. 111 call. Let me bring them on and see what we got.
Hi, this is an anonymous caller. How are you today, Ken?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
People call 111 to be anonymous. They don't want you to have their number, Ken.
Yeah, this is an anonymous caller. This is an anonymous caller. Ken, I'd be doing good today if you weren't constantly talking about sucking penis in a godly chat and saying that Pastor Veal sucked penis and schlong. I don't know why penis is on your mind so much. Maybe you haven't been getting it recently. But it's just unbecoming of a pastor to do, and I really don't understand why you do this.
Oh, well, I was just letting people know about Pastor Veal. Okay, he likes to suck penis.
I don't think that's true. You know, I've met Pastor Veal, and his show is just so much better than yours. And,
oh, really?
I mean,
you think
you
so?
Pretend,
well, great.
Yeah,
Pastor Veal. Goodbye. Okay.
That's
not
him. Ken.
Yeah, that was him. That was him. That was Pastor Veal.
Why would he say he's anonymous then?
That was a schmuck.
Schmuck?
Schmuck. Yeah, Yiddish word. Schmuck.
Holy Moses.
So
Holy
if there
crap.
Was a GRM2 show, would you be willing to at least call in for a couple of minutes?
Myself personally, no, I wouldn't call it a show. I wouldn't call it a show.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Oh.
It's a sequel to your show. I mean, it's connected to your show.
I'd rather call it my own show.
Hmm.
How are you going to call into your own show? Do you go to the other room and pick up a cell phone and call in? And then what would you do? Talk to yourself?
Yeah, I would do that. I'd pick up a cell phone and call in and say hello to myself.
Hello!
Yeah.
Kent says. Okay, well, I guess DC2 is getting his revenge. He's refusing to call in.
Hey, Kenny, do you guys have any plans for Valentine's Day coming up? Any party plans?
No, not really. We ain't got anything planned.
Okay, what if Grover comes over, would you let him celebrate the holiday with you?
If Grover came over, well, no, not really, because Valentine's Day is more of a private holiday. Okay, it's not like Christmas or Thanksgiving, you know.
Right. I understand.
We got some callers
what?
Here. Let's take some callers. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken, I just think your show is going off the rails. There's way too much talk about penis sucking. I highly recommend listening to the real GRM with Pastor Fields.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Goodbye, Pastor.
Yeah, that
was
Pastor Neil. He's doing GRM 2.0.
Hi, this is
2.0. You're on
here. I'm a parishioner of Pastor Veal, and I just have to say, you're an ungodly atheist spreading lies.
Yeah, all right, whatever. Okay, 111, you're on the air.
Shalom!
Hey, DZ2, what's up?
What's up, Kenny? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. I'm better now that you're on.
Amen, brother. Sorry I'm late. I was fighting with my girlfriend. We broke up for the 475th time for some dumb shit, so I apologize for being late. I apologize to Johnny Longfeather. I know he's upset with me, but I'm now on the show, brother, so we all good.
Amen.
Amen. But did you hear that? He said, DC2, I'm glad you called, implying that all of his previous callers were garbage.
No, that's not what I meant. I was just saying I was appreciative that he called.
Okay.
Amen, brother. Hey, Kenneth, did you call Grover a fraud earlier? Because Grover is not a fraud.
He's not homeless.
He's not
homeless. What do you mean he's not homeless? What?
He's not homeless. He was making that all up.
How do you...
Where does he live, Kenny?
I don't really know where he lives, but I know he drives an Uber. I know he drives an Uber. He has a car. Okay? So he's not really homeless as far as I know.
You can be homeless and have a car, Kenny. That is possible. A lot of people that are homeless live out their car, Kenny.
Yeah, I guess you could be homeless and have a car. But you, if you have a car, you kind of have a place to stay. Okay, you don't have to go to the Haven for Hope.
Ken, do you have any other calls?
Yeah, I do. I got another 111. Remember, I got two more 111 callers. Let me take it with you. We got 111.
Ken, why do you molest kids at Northwest Crossing Elementary School?
I don't molest kids at Northwest Elementary School, okay? And I don't know who you are for saying bull crap like that. Oh, 111, you're on here.
Hi, this is Mr. Kenny Dewitt. I'm the superintendent of Northwest Schools. I have a complaint about you, sir. You live in Ardash Lane, and I believe you've been showing children your penis and saying, "Can suck on this, you fucking faggot."
No.
And I think that's really unprofessional to talk to kids about that and call them faggots. You know, it's really bad and unbecoming.
That's by your house.
Now, here in San Antonio, we have a lot of ways of dealing with this.
Oh.
That's
over. Is
that
a threat?
That was over.
Yeah.
Cut him off.
I can't.
Why
are you
calling
the show, Kenny? Well, I'm going to call the show over. He says, you all want to just make fun of me. Okay.
Wait a minute. Kenny,
I'm doing kids, basically.
Johnny, did you hear that? Roger, shut this shit down.
And
I didn't say anything bad. Got it.